Welcome to ID the Future from Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. In this second segment, Dr. Brian Mattson and Jay Friesen of DeadReckoning.tv discuss scrutiny of the intelligent design movement with Casey Luskin. They trace opposition not only to alternate worldviews, but also to science historian Thomas Kuhn's insight that new science paradigms will inevitably face strong resistance from the adherence to older theories. Luskin notes progress in recent critiques of Darwinism published in mainstream science literature.
So with all of this, I mean, I love it because, you know, you look at the systems of the planets, you look at the rotation of the Earth around the seasons, the growth cycles with agriculture. I mean,
the complexity.
And somehow it just sort of showed up. But regardless, all those systems are in place. And yet there's such – we see this – you just made the case. We see this intelligence everywhere. And yet there's so much pushback. There's so much passionate rejection of
the idea of the idea.
So where do you – is that a rejection, do you think, of the intelligent designer himself, or do you think it's coming from something else? What are your thoughts on that?
You just asked a really complicated question. If the evidence for intelligent design is so powerful, why are there many scientists out there who disagree with that? We get that question all the time. People read a book by Stephen Meyer, they read something that an ID theorist has written, and they say, look, this scientific case for design is extremely powerful. It's really just an argument that has got to be true. Why do so many scientists question and disagree with intelligent design? It's a very reasonable question to ask after you've looked at the evidence. And the answer, I have to say, it's a complicated answer, okay? Yes, part of it is that there are scientists out there who, frankly, their worldview is along the lines of Bill Nye. They have an atheistic worldview. They don't want to consider the possibility that there's actually a designer out there that exists. It doesn't fit into their worldview. That's true for some people, but it's not necessarily the full explanation. One of the main dynamics we see in this debate has to do with what the famous historian of science Thomas Kuhn called paradigm resistance. Thomas Kuhn is a very famous historian of science. In the 1970s, he wrote a University of Chicago Press book called The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. And what he said in that book is that basically, when a new paradigm comes up to challenge the reigning paradigm in a scientific field, scientists of the old guard who are defending the old paradigm, they will tend to be intolerant. That's the exact word he used. They are intolerant of new ideas that come up to challenge sort of their power and position and prestige of this old paradigm that they're defending. So in this case, what's the old paradigm? It's evolutionary biology. The new paradigm is intelligent design. And it's challenging some core aspects of the neo-Darwinian evolutionary paradigm, namely those which say that random mutation and unguided natural selection are responsible for creating most of the complex features we see in life. ID challenges that core of the Darwinian paradigm. And so you see a lot of scientists who are inherently intolerant of this new idea that's challenging sort of the core of their evolutionary scientific viewpoint. And of course, there's worldview issues that get mixed up as well. You also see another interesting dynamic going on as well. I would actually say that the majority of scientists really don't have strong feelings about Darwinian evolution versus intelligent design. They can do their research just fine, regardless of whether ID or Darwinian theory is true. This is true even for many biologists, molecular biologists, sure, who are just trying to understand what's going on in the cell. How does the cell work? They don't need to consider, they don't need Darwinian theory to do that research.
Right.
But here's what's going on. When a vocal and influential minority of elite scientists create sort of an atmosphere that is very intolerant towards intelligent design, what that tells these other rank and file scientists is, look, if you affiliate yourselves in any way, shape, or form with ID, you are now going to be discriminated against. And we have seen many cases of discrimination and persecution against pro-ID scientists over the last 10, 15 years, where as soon as somebody comes out of the closet and says, you know what, I agree with intelligent design, immediately their career suffers. We've seen people denied tenure. We've seen people denied jobs, denied funding. We've even seen students denied their graduate degrees once it came out that they were skeptics of Darwinian evolution and supporters of intelligent design.
Wow.
So this scares a lot of rank and file scientists into just avoiding ID like the plague. And these are people who might actually be very open to considering ID, and because of the political intolerance that a certain vocal group of evolutionary biologists has created and this atmosphere of intolerance, many scientists are afraid to even consider the possibility that life was designed. So they just go along with their work, stay away from ID. If anybody asks, they toe the party line. Oh yeah, intelligent design, it's not science, you know. But they don't know much about the issue. And frankly, they don't use it. They could care less. It has nothing to do with their research. So we see these dynamics at work where there's a lot of forces that prevent people from being open to the evidence for ID. That having been said, it's not the case that no scientists support ID. There are plenty of highly credible scientists with as credible PhDs and doing research and publishing in journals as anyone out there. There are plenty of scientists like that who do support ID. So it's not the case that there are no scientists who support ID. You can see in the scientific community, the highest levels of scientific credibility support for intelligent design.
Yeah, wow.
So that's sort of it's a complicated question you ask, so it sort of requires a
thorough answer, though.
I know. It is a complicated question, but I can't help noticing how much human pride plays into it. Like, we have to be right. If our old things, if they get threatened, you know, we'll take any passionate to keep them at the top.
Casey, you completely had me at Thomas Kuhn, Structure of Scientific Revolutions. I know that Jay didn't have any clue what that was all about, but I was like totally digging that. And what I like about you actually bringing up Kuhn is that it shows me that Discovery Institute and you have a really broad picture of where you're at in terms of the public debate about science, that you are at a particular stage in a paradigm shift. And I think that's important to understand where you're located, you know, in terms of these things.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we don't get too emotional when people don't agree with intelligent design. We realize that, look, any new scientific theory is going to face this kind of paradigm resistance. So our job is not to get stressed out about it, but to continue to do scientific research, continue making the case, promoting our views as best as we can with civility and respect for those who disagree with us, and making an argument with integrity. That's what we try to do. We have seen increasingly more and more heads over time are turning in our direction. We have certainly seen positive changes. We just have to keep doing what we're doing. And I'll tell you, one of the most encouraging developments over the last maybe 5 or 10 or 15 years is that what we have seen is that Darwinian evolution is becoming increasingly critiqued in the mainstream peer-reviewed scientific literature. Oh. And in many cases, the critiques that are being made are the same kinds of arguments that we're making. We're like, hey, we said that first, all right? We were saying that. But you know what? Some folks are catching on. Now, the difference is that a lot of these sort of materialist scientists who are publishing these critiques, they don't say that ID is the right replacement theory for Darwinism. They're coming up with these new evolutionary models. Now, I think it's going to be a while before they come around and say, you know what, these new evolutionary models, they don't work either.
Right.
So we're going to consider intelligent design. But we can see that people are moving closer in our direction, and that's very encouraging to see.
So you got some momentum. So that's important in a paradigm shift, is to snowball and get some momentum.
The trend line is moving in our direction, and that is what's very encouraging.
Oh, that's great.
That was Casey Luskin with Dr. Brian Mattson. Stay tuned for more episodes at ID the Future, and thank you for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.